Hello children, this is your sister, your friend, your teacher again, Sister Aduni. This today we are going to talk about the Lord's Prayer, and you can find this in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 to 13, and I will say it along with me. I would like you to say it along with me. It says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." I want you to confess this as well every day, every now and then to yourself, and say to yourself this prayer. You open your mouth and say this and say, "Oh Lord, let your kingdom reign over my life in the mighty name of Jesus." Repeat it after me again. Say, "Oh Lord, let your kingdom reign over my life in the mighty name of Jesus." And the third time, repeat it again. Say, "Oh Lord, let your kingdom reign over my life in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name." You don't want any evil kingdom to rule over your life. You want the kingdom of God to reign over your life and rule your life and direct you and give you the right direction in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Remember your daily confession as well. Say that as well. Every time you say your prayer, remember to quote this as a confession that will give you that boldness for that day. And it goes like this. Number one says, "I am a covenant child." Number two, "I will not argue with my creator." Number three, "Oh Lord, profit with my life." Number four, "I shall possess the gate of my enemies." Number five, "Abraham's blessings are mine." Number six, "My enemy shall die in my place." Number seven, "Oh Lord, turn my sorrow to joy." Say that again. "Oh Lord, turn my sorrow to joy in Jesus' name." Whatever you are going through, whether school, homework, or whatever, peer groups, any tension anywhere, when you utter those words, that will give you that confidence for that day. Remember, it is always good to read our Bible and to say our prayers all the time and confess good things to yourself, and always be positive, and the Lord God that you serve will help you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Bye.